This is Paul Falster for WNCW. Time for this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Our topic today, the tiny house craze, which includes Western North Carolina, and the Tiny House National Conference in Asheville this very weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. Our guest includes Ryan Mitchell, conference organizer, also managing editor and owner of the Tiny Life blog, and also in a little while we'll speak with Laura Laveau of the Asheville Small Home Advocacy Committee. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand the conference was your brainchild, is that correct?
Yeah, started the conference back in 2013, and it was just a way for our tiny house movement to get together and connect.
Give us some history on this conference so far. For instance, I know it was taken out to Oregon in the Pacific Northwest last year, I believe.
Our first year was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then we went to Portland. This year we'll be in Asheville for the Tiny House Conference.
What are some of the reasons that the tiny house craze has taken off? For instance, I know if it be Asheville, Asheville to Brevard, Asheville to Hendersonville, I've heard so many numerous people say that they'd like to buy their own land or their own home, but cost seems out of reach, and more you hear about people thinking about this tiny home concept.
I think it's a couple of reasons. The big one is, and why most folks initially at least come to tiny houses, is the financial reason. Tiny homes can be very affordable, as little as $10,000 for all new materials. And of course, with anything, you can spend as much money as you'd like. A lot of people are looking for housing options to kind of make big savings on, because the average American spends between 40 and 50% of their income every single year on housing. And that includes rent or mortgage and utilities and things like that. And so when you change the game up with tiny houses, the financial picture is just starkly different. Just as a point of comparison, my home cost me around $30,000 to build. My monthly kind of expense now with utilities and everything is about $15. So I went from spending about $1,500 a month to about $15 a month. So that's a pretty big savings. The other reason that people like it is they like the simpler life. World we live in, it's all these things competing for attention. It's go, go, go. Everyone's so busy. Careers and family life and all these things just take up a lot of time. So when it comes to tiny houses, it's just a kind of a breath of fresh air, focusing on the things that matter. And then finally, the environmental reasons. A lot of people like that their home is more eco-friendly. And it's maybe not even like a huge priority for them, but just inherently by going small, you're going green. It's kind of like those three things are the big ones. And usually people come for the finances and kind of stay for the life simplification, eco-friendliness.
You were talking about how costs can vary and it can be very inexpensive compared to what someone might pay for a brand new home or to build what would be considered the average size of a home these days. But what about on the tiny house side, say the average size of one of these homes?
Typically between 100 and 300 square feet.
And that might include what?
Most tiny houses are fully functional homes. They have all the amenities of a larger house, all the systems of a larger house. They're just in a smaller package and designed a little bit. And what that usually means is you have your kitchen and bathroom on the ground floor, along with like a living area, sitting area kind of thing. And then in the loft, most people put a bed, typically 100 to 300 square feet. But tiny houses have all the features of a normal home. They have, power, running water, heating, cooling, internet, TV, you name it. They can be as simple or as complex as you want, designed for your life.
And Ryan, before we let you get away, what could someone expect to see and learn if they attend the Tiny House National Conference in Asheville this weekend?
Yeah, so at the Tiny House Conference, we basically teach people how to build and live in tiny houses. Topics ranging from, building basics, building advanced utilities, gray water systems. We talk about lifestyle design, life simplification. But we're going to have about 10 houses there for our attendees to tour in person so they can see the houses, touch them, feel them, talk to the owners and builders. And then we have some other kind of fun events where we kind of connect as a community and learn from each other.
Conference organizer Ryan Mitchell. Ryan, thank you so much for your time and for what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
The Tiny House National Conference in Asheville this weekend. One of our guests this morning is with the Asheville Small Home Advocacy Committee, and that is Laura Laveau. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Give us the story on the Asheville Small Home Advocacy Committee, which, of course, you're a part of, how long it's been around, and its purpose.
We grew up about 2 years ago. It was myself, my partner, and a few other tiny home personalities in the area, the folks that own Wishbone Tiny Homes, the people that run the Asheville Tiny Home Association, basically to make it more legally viable to build a tiny house within the city of Asheville. Tiny homes still throughout the country are kind of a legal question. People don't know where they can go, how they can fit into the landscape, whether they're on foundations or on wheels. And we're creating a way for people to engage with the city and with the county to learn how to do this for themselves.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature of the Week. We're talking about the Tiny House National Conference this weekend in Asheville and tiny homes in general with Laura Laveau of the Asheville Small Home Advocacy Committee. I've been one of those, if it's been HGTV or another one of the cable channels, that I've say it was a weekend and I was flipping the TV around and all of a sudden I got hooked. They were doing one of these tiny home building marathons. What does the future look like, you think, for tiny homes in Western North Carolina?
I'm really excited about the future of tiny homes in our area. The city of Asheville, the surrounding counties are all looking at ways to make this happen, to give people options to build their own homes or live more affordably. So I'm really looking forward to what we can do to make them more legally viable in the city. And I'm thrilled to see that the city's working with us.
So, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind the Asheville Small Home Advocacy Committee, Laura and her colleagues will be there at the Tiny House National Conference in Asheville this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And Laura, tell us the location for the event.
Sure. It's at the Crown Plaza in Asheville.
And if someone wanted to find out more about your committee or the conference, how could they do so?
We have our website at AshevilleSAC.org. And the Tiny House Conference website is tinyhouseconference.com.
Laura Laveau, thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you very much.
Friday feature interviews of the week are also available at WNCW.org as a podcast. Have a great weekend. I'm Paul Foster.